Morning, Larry. If you can't understand me very well, it's because I have a cold. I've had this cold for about a week or so. You want to know what has happened to me in the past week and a half, no, 2 weeks. I sprained my ankle. Well, I twisted it really bad. And the swelling hasn't all gone down yet, and it still hurts. But I'm out for track, and it doesn't really bother me all that much in track, which I'm very glad of. And that's about the only exciting thing that's gone on. Valerie's told you practically everything about going out for, well, doing that detasseling stuff. I really can't wait to do it because I want to get some money. And that job really pays well. Like, it pays $2.20 an hour. And some girls I know, a friend of mine, worked there for 3 weeks and she made over $300. Now that's not bad, is it? That's practically as much as the twins are making. And I think that's really good. I can't wait to do it, but it's really hard. It's just like picking stones or yellow rocket. It could be fun, you know, if we have good kids on a squad or something, because you work in teams, like, with different kids or different people. You work in teams and then you pull. And it can get really tiring. But I think it won't bother me as much as long as I think of every one of those tassels being 10 cents worth toward my money that I'll earn after that. Anyway, today I'm having a friend of mine come over named Gina Waddell. And she sort of reminds me of Nancy sometimes. But she's supposed to come over and I was going to take her over to Dick's Lentics. You know, you played softball with them last year in May when Carol broke her arm. Well, that's who we're going to go over by. We were going to go over by because he has a little gymnasium in his barn where there's two baskets and stuff where they play basketball. And so I'd take her over and play basketball, except that it's raining now. I might still take her over there, but I doubt it. I hope it stops raining because she likes going outside a lot, and I take her outside and stuff. The twins had to go to church yet this morning. Me and Mom and Valerie went last night. We went to St. Alphonse, and we were supposed to go to confession, but the priest came out of the confessional too soon, and it was Mom's turn to go in then, but he came out. Anyway, this is getting to be quite long. I know it's on this tape here. Those other guys will want to talk. Oh, there was this really bad accident in Medford. I think it was with Marvin Hankey. I'm not sure. He was drunk or something, and he killed a person. He hurt two other people really seriously, I guess. And it was really bad. I guess he's up for manslaughter or something like that. Can you believe it? But, also, Dad read in the Star News, one of Uncle Vernon's papers, that, in Medford, at the high school, for this year, there was 30 pregnant girls, and that's the most they've had in about 3 years or so. And that's really getting bad. 30 girls. And they were saying how it better stop or Metro will soon start getting the slut, you know, get started having a bad name and stuff. And I, you know, sometimes I think it's pretty good that we got out of there. But other times I don't think so. I'm sitting in the bedroom downstairs and we got our window open and it's raining out. Not really hard rain. But I'm sitting down here. I cleaned my room up yesterday, and so now it's really clean. First time in a long time. This morning I had to go out and get the Sunday paper for Mom, and it was raining out. And Queenie had drug garbage all over the lawn. And we're going to have to go out there and pick it up. But I didn't pick it up since it was really raining out. I didn't want to get all wet. Anyway, Mom's really doing good in school. She's getting really good grades. Now, that for me, I'm not doing too well, like in algebra. Otherwise, I'm doing fair. So I better. Oh, I was doing pretty good. I mean, I'm doing pretty good. I better hang this tape up so somebody else can talk. I've talked quite a bit, I think. So, bye-bye and take care and say hello to your buddy. What is his name anyway? I didn't catch what his name was. Well, say hi to him and say hi to yourself, and so goodbye.
Up.